We're going to digress right now with, I guess, President Trump talking about a second term, President Biden talking about a second term. I don't know, Paul, what do you think? Dr. Fauci, a second term?
Exactly.
He is 81 years old.
Yep.
With the iconic Brooklyn childhood. His father was a pharmacist, and he literally delivered prescriptions.
Yep.
A long time ago,
I mean.
And why are we talking about the angst of a retirement of a guy 81?
81 years old.
He became stunning.
Before this pandemic, Tom, I honestly had never heard of him. And I'm guessing I represent a lot of people who were like me as well. Yeah. But Jeannie Bauman certainly did. Jeannie Bauman, Bloomberg Law, senior healthcare reporter. So, Jeannie, Dr. Fauci announcing he's going to retire at some point before the end of President Biden's term here. Just give us a little perspective here. He's been doing this a long time, hasn't he?
Yes, 7 administrations. He has been the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984, but he's been at NIH long before then, I believe since the 60s. He has been on the front lines of pretty much every infectious disease outbreak from HIV onwards. So you're talking Ebola and Zika and pandemic flu and, of course, COVID and now monkeypox.
And, of course, he got his Bachelor in Classics from the College of Holy Cross in 1962 before going into medicine here. So, I mean, what's the feeling as we look back a little bit here, you know, 2.5 years into this pandemic, Jeannie, about his handling and his office's handling of this once in a 100-year type pandemic?
Well, you know, I mean, I think there obviously his name has become, as you said, a household name where it was maybe not before COVID. And things have definitely become deeply politicized in a way that it has not been before. You know, and he said you can always look back and say that we could have done things better. You know, he said that at the beginning we probably should have flooded the system with tests, and you know, and that's been his own commentary.
So, I mean, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, are they by definition the folks that should be dealing with these types of pandemics, or did he just surface on his own and we as consumers just kind of glommed onto him because he kind of made some sense, I guess?
Well, you know, he's been a national expert in pretty much every infectious disease outbreak. The White House tends to call him, no matter who's running the White House,
right. Yeah.
Going back from. So it's not surprising to me that he has gone up and testified.
Jeannie, to be clear here, and the only equivalent, I mean, I think Averill Harriman is separate and John Hay a zillion years ago from Lincoln to Roosevelt. But the only analog I can come up with is Rickover of the United States Navy, who mm-hmm. retired in huge controversy. I remember the tension in the House when Rickover retired, pro and con. That's not the case with Fauci, right?
No, I mean, he at least, I know things have definitely gotten more controversial, but you know, I remember going to hearings before, and he was very well respected by both Democrats and Republicans. They listened to him very carefully. And I remember hearing Republicans say, if I want to know what's going on, I call Dr. Fauci and Democrats as well. So,
interesting. So do we have any idea who may replace him? Because he's now established this position as, you know, one of the more important ones for the public here.
That's true. And it's you know, one of the largest institutes at NIH. But there are he's had deputies who've been around for at least 15 years, you know, since 2006, a couple of them, including Clifford Lane, you know, who's one of the principal, one of the deputy directors and Hugh Gockenclaw. So I think he's done an intentional job of setting it up. Yeah.
Jeannie, wonderful. So. Great brief. Jeannie Bauman, thank you so much. Bloomberg Law, senior healthcare reporter, expert on the career of Dr. Fauci, I should say, as well.